and privacy.
I wouldn't talk about his specific injuries, but he's not in a condition to be interrogated at this point in time. I can have no comment on the ongoing investigation, and the charges, I'm sure, will be coming out in the near future.
That's Boston Police Commissioner Davis, who's talking about the 19-year-old who was picked up in various states of serious condition after what it looks like trying to kill himself. And we're talking about Zokhar Sarnoff. He is the 19-year-old brother of Tamerlan, 26, who was ultimately in a police shootout, both of them. However, he did not survive. The brother did. What a wild story that unfolded in the wake of the Boston Marathon last Monday. Hope you had a great weekend and you weren't stressed out about the hellish week we had here in the United States. I don't know how you could escape the conversation. Some of the conversation is worth having. Where are we in this country when it comes to terrorism, and why do we continue to step around the real issues? Why are we not addressing some of the things that we should have addressed a long, long time ago? Many people think that this is just the beginning, and get used to what a new normal is here in the United States. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. So that's where we start here on America Tonight. The timeline is kind of all over the place, and many of you might have been engrossed in what was happening Thursday and Friday and, you know, ultimately into the weekend as a lot of people were addressing what happened. The sad thing is others who lost their life, like Sean Collier, a police officer at MIT who was ambushed and shot to death in his patrol car on campus. And it was, I mean, here was a thing where he was responding to a call, you know, ultimately on Thursday. In the early hours on Friday, the two brothers carjacked a Mercedes SUV in Cambridge, forced the driver. Now, this is days after blowing up two bombs at the Boston Marathon, killing three and injuring 170 people. And we're going to take you back to a conversation we had with Robert Siciliano, an expert in security, who was running the marathon and what that was like for him. And that started things on Monday. But here we are, late Thursday into the early hours on Friday. A guy is forced. They forced the driver to withdraw cash in an ATM. Then they let him go at a gas station, scream out that they were the marathon bombers because they wanted him to know. He left his cell phone in their car, and this is the clever thing. The driver called 911, reported that he had been held up at gunpoint by two men, but he left his cell phone in the car, so police were able to track the cell phone and the car to Watertown, which is, you know, west of Boston. So just before 1 o'clock on Friday, a cop came right up on to the two brothers who were driving two cars. They were armed with guns and pipe bombs and other explosives. So the car stopped. The brothers jumped out. They opened fire before any backup could arrive. Other officers responded to the one officer's cry for help. He was saying, explosives, explosives. He was talking about it. 200 shots were fired in about 10 minutes or so. They tossed explosives at police, just throwing them, you know, throwing explosives. And that included a homemade pressure cooker bomb like the one that went off at the marathon. The older brother, Tamerlan, walked toward the cops but ran out of ammunition. He was wounded. An officer jumped him. The police were handcuffing him, right? Too bad. They couldn't have just got them both there. Handcuffing him. When Zokhar was trying to get out of there, trying to escape in the Mercedes. So he aimed the car at the cops, who dove out of the way. He ran over his brother. The car dragged the older brother down the street as it was speeding away. So they were exchanging gunfire. he was shooting back at the police. Then he jumped out of the SUV and just disappeared. Boom. Just disappeared. And which was crazy. They lost him. He disappeared. So finally, you fast forward many, many hours later, Tamerlan Snarnoff was pronounced dead at the hospital. He was wearing explosives, and he had a triggering device. So this worried them in searching for the other brother. In the meantime, as all this information is being processed, right, because here we are at the end of the week, they learned that the Russian government had asked the FBI to check out Tamerlan's connections, the 26-year-old older brother, who was now run over and dragged down the street by his brother, pronounced dead at the hospital, his connections to a radical Islamic group, just groups in general, in 2011. And nothing had come out of that investigation. But once the photographs were released and once their names came out, then out came the conversations about the things that he was saying about Islam, because there was a manhunt, of course, that led to Thursday into Friday. So now you have Dzhokhar Snarnoff, who is shutting down Boston. They ask people to stay home, keep kids home from school, and don't answer the door for anyone unless it's a cop. They search door to door in Watertown, figuring this is what we're going to do. We're going to corner them like a rat. We're just going to corner them. So nothing, 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 nothing. And finally, after 15 hours of people being held in their own homes, the request for people to stay in, they lifted it. They got a tip, a 911 call, that a Watertown man had called saying that someone was hiding in the boat in his backyard bleeding. And they figured it had to be him. It was their suspect. So they you've got thousands, it seemed like, but at least a whole bunch of officers at the scene. They say a couple of thousand. They did that thermal image photography, which now, by the way, has been released, and it showed him lying in the middle of the boat. They were yelling, "Come out, we know you're there, come up with your hands up." They spotted him poking through the tarp and used the flashbangs that stunned people with the loud noise, and they had a robot that pulled the tarp off the boat. They negotiated with him for about half an hour, and because they didn't know. They figured the brother was wired up. He might be wired up with explosives. They asked him to lift his shirt. He did. And they sent somebody in. They grabbed him, pulled him from the boat. That was it. Then he was captured before 9 o'clock on Friday night. So how about that? The hero, one of the heroes in this is Dennis Henberry, because he noticed that there was blood and his boat had been askew. Somebody had lifted the tarp. Lots of questions, not a lot of answers. At this point, he was in serious condition. Apparently, he's awakened. He should be charged. I'm sure there are a lot of people that want to interrogate him. We'll see if more information comes out. There may be a terror cell floating around. Some other people have been arrested. We're taking you back to the start of this whole thing and the Boston Marathon, our conversation coming up next with our pal Robert, a security expert, Robert Siciliano. Don't miss it. Hang with us.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
We've been talking about what's happened in Boston. I have several friends running the race, and it's just mind-boggling sad. It reminds me so much of, sadly, what happened when I was in New York City, 9/11. And now we've got another person killed. There's two people so far, including an 8-year-old. Unbelievable. There are no words. 141 people injured in Boston in what looks to be a terror attack. What variety, we don't know now at this point. Our pal Robert Siciliano, no better. He is just a great guy, personal security and identity theft expert. We've had him on the show so many times. And he does a great charity thing, Miles for Miracles, for the Boston Marathon, every time he runs it. And people love to donate to that and really love Robert. Robert, we're very happy that you're okay, but what a terrible thing to witness. Where were you? Explain what happened and what you heard while you were running.
I was actually rounding the corner to Boylston Street. I had done about a 4-hour marathon. I was on my way to the finish line. It was in my sights. I saw the finish line. The explosions went off. Boston police pushed everybody off the road. They stopped. They basically put a barrier right up where I was. It all happened so fast. Boston police acted very quickly, and they got everybody off the road. And I essentially hopped the barrier, and I kept running down Boylston Street because between those two bombs and me was my family. And so I needed to get to my family. And one cop grabbed me. He pushed me off to the side, yelled at me, and then I kind of got away from him, and then I ran, and he started screaming at me and at another cop. He grabbed me, almost tackled me, and he secured me, and he was about to arrest me, but obviously had bigger fish to fry. He let me go. I jumped over a barrier. I went into the back alleys. I was running along the back alleys where all the people people that were in all the restaurants and the bars that populate Boylston Street, again, that's the road where the marathon finished, they were all spilling out into the alley. And I was running amongst people that were yelling and screaming and crying. There was blood in the, there's trails of blood on the ground where people who had evacuated out of the back were bleeding. And I made it back to the finish line, like backtracking to the finish line, crossed over Boylston Street, made it to my family. I had talked to my dad a little bit earlier and told him to get them out of there because my concern was, I called him. As soon as the bombs went off, I called him because my first concern was that another bomb would go off. I just wanted to him to get them the hell out of there. I didn't want him to wait around for me. I just wanted him to get them out of there, my wife, my two kids, my sister-in-law. And so on the way, while I was going down Boylston Street, I was the first one down Boylston, like one of the first only civilians down Boylston Street, because I was basically evading the police.
Right.
And the only people on the road at that point were bodies. Based, I don't know if they were alive or dead. I think they were alive. They were either flat down or sitting up. They were bleeding, and they were being tended to by the only two ambulances that were there, that were there to help the runners, not bomb blast victims. And there were Boston police and the Boston Athletic Association's volunteers helping the people that were down. And I ran by them and eventually got to my family and, pissed off.
Wow. Your family, I mean, thank goodness, you clear head, thinking, calling your dad, all of that. But, I mean, your wife must have, because they could have been right there, right where all that happened. And luckily, with that call and with moving around and whatnot, what did they say that was like for them? That would be terrible.
Well, my seven-year-old said that was a lot of fun until the bombs went off.
Oh. Yeah, wow.
Well, how do you explain that to a seven-year-old?
Yeah, how do you explain that? I mean, in your head, that's never a thought in your head, Robert. Never a thought in your head when you're running this storied marathon, is it, obviously?
You know, I mean, unfortunately, in my mind, I think of all that stuff all the time. You know, I know too much.
Yeah.
But that wasn't my thoughts as I was running down Boylston Street because, you know, I had just run a four-hour marathon. It was a personal best. It was a good time for me. And I was, the finish line was in my sights and bang, bang, you know, like that was not what I was expecting.
Yeah, as a security, you know, as you said, if you have those kinds of thoughts because you're the security man. And were at all, after all that was done, in other words, you're reunited with your family, all that kind of stuff, were you thinking in your head, geez, what happened here? Were you trying to assess how maybe somebody got in, or you just said, nah, you're just worried about your family?
No, yeah. My wife had carried my 4-year-old for probably a good, I don't know, maybe quarter mile, and then my sister-in-law had carried her for such a distance, and I could see that they were exhausted from carrying her. I mean, she's four, you know, like a 4-year-old's what, like 40 pounds, 50
yeah.
pounds?
Yeah.
And so I grabbed her, and because we had to get out of there. I could smell smoke. Like, I had been running the marathon all day, so I was smelling, like, people were smoking ribs, they were cooking burgers and dogs along the course, and so I was smelling, like, great smells of smoke all day, but the smell of a bomb going off does not smell good. And I smelled that, and my dad was thinking about sticking around to get in his car out of the parking garage, and I was like, you are coming with us, we are going home, we are getting out of the city, this place is going to be gridlock in less than 10 minutes, and fortunately, the way I parked my car, it was on the edge of the city, and we got out of there pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Robert, I know it's been a very trying, obviously, day, as I said at the top, and our thoughts are with you and your family, and thank goodness you're safe, and they're safe as well, and thank you for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, Dale.
All right, so Robert, who's been on the show many, many times, not expecting to go and run the marathon, as he said, he was excited about his time. He had done this race so often in his life and had really had things working for this charity where a lot of people were chipping in money to for his race and whatever his finish time was and whatnot. So the 117th Boston Marathon, the running of it, will be forever known now as probably what will be go down either a domestic or a foreign terrorist act. At 9 o'clock in the morning, you've got the race people getting excited. You have all the people lining up. You have the moment of silence, ironically, for the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. And then eventually, 9:32, the women are off. 10 o'clock, the men are off. And they begin the race, and then this is the elite runners. And then just after 10 o'clock and right before 11, you have the remainder of the field, which is about 24,000 people, because you have to qualify for the Boston Marathon. So all the elite runners had been in well ahead of everybody else. But when you had thousands coming down Boylston Street, as he was describing, toward the finish line, and this was about 2:50 in the afternoon, East Coast time, those explosions erupt, and about a block apart, as I mentioned before, within 8 seconds of each other. So then you have this pandemonium and this crush, this chaos of figuring out what's happening and people bleeding on the streets. So you have race volunteers, the few handful of emergency workers trying to do whatever they can and setting up any kind of a makeshift trauma clinic, and that's exactly what they did to try to help the people as soon as they could help them. But the images coming out of there were just unbelievable. I mean, just unbelievable. Legs severed off, described to me by one friend as that there were limbs in the street. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that people were seeing as they were coming around a corner and could see the smoke and whatnot. And, there was a third blast near the JFK Library in Dorchester, Massachusetts, about 5 miles to the south of Copley Square, but there was no injuries there. And so naturally you had increased security all over the place. And now it's a question of who did this, what can they find out, and what we'll know in the next couple of days. But let's hope that those people that are in the hospital fighting for their lives, let's hope that they can save the lives of those that are critical and also those that are in serious condition. Because you have people at all different stages of where they were and what happened when the bombs that were inside trash cans went off, and you wonder, trash cans, usually at these marathons, they don't have those trash cans. For the most part, they're pushed further back, so there were trash cans there, and this is where the bomb supposedly came from, inside the trash cans. You want to throw in your 2 cents? 855-266-8.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
You certainly can. 855-266-5283. How do they drop the ball on the one brother? Man, that's not even a, it's not even a partisan thing. Democrat, Republican, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just about, hey, Russia raises the red flag, talks about the 26-year-old Tamerlan. How are you not kind of tracking him? Aren't we tracking other people? I know we're not supposed to say we're doing that, but aren't other people being tracked? So we're not tracking someone who we get a call from Russia about? Man, I got to say, for 6 months, he disappears. into a Chechen heavy Muslim hate kind of place, and, you know, pro-Muslim hate Western ways kind of place, is disillusioned with what's happening with him in the United States, can't get citizenship, comes back, and there's, you know, no one's kind of watching this guy of all the other people that we're watching. Come on, give me a break. Let's go to Stacy in Mississippi. Hey, Stacy.
How you doing, Stacy?
I'm doing good. How you doing, buddy?
Just living, baby. It's good enough to say, I reckon. I just got a couple points I wanted to make. Gun control right now is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Everybody needs one to protect their family, protect yourself. Okay, let's go to the other thing is border control and everything. All borders need to be shut down and find the illegal immigrants, deport them, and don't even give them a second chance to come in. Like, we ain't got enough jobs like it is, but stop and think. Everything that happens comes from a foreigner or something. I mean, until America get a grip on all this, stop all borders, and I mean immediately, until they can get a hand on everything.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, Stacey, I'm going to stop you right there, because one of the most liberal people I know stunned me over the weekend and said the very same thing. Said, you know what, I'm going to say we need to right now shut down the borders and monitor everything, because we don't know what's happening right now, and we need to pay attention to that.
Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, if you stop and think, I mean, these people in the past and everything be America's idiots, like Jim Jones or something. Yeah, there's idiots in America, okay?
Sure.
They are everywhere, okay? But most of the things, like 9/11 or whatever, were not Americans. They come over here and they let them learn how to fly and everything. What happens? Okay, these other boys, they got whatever. I'm not saying they done it. I'm quite sure they did. All right, everybody, bad things that happen are people that come from other countries. They need to check these people out better than what they're doing. They're not doing their job. They're sitting on their rear end, let's say in a nice way, not doing their job. They need to check these people out better. But all borders need to be shut down. And gun control right now is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Now, I'm going to leave with you.
All right, Stacey, thanks. All right, a couple of points about what Stacey was saying. A lot of people now, one-third of all Americans have a gun, whether it's recreation or a combination of recreation and using it to protect themselves just in case something should happen. I will say for sure, after what's happened in Boston and some other scares, I mean, it's been just a wicked week without a doubt. By the way, we're going to go to a daily salute, because I thought, by God, I'm going to find something good that we're going to talk about for even a few minutes here on America Tonight. I mean, it really was a rough week by all accounts. What happened in West Texas, yes, accident, but regulations weren't followed. This was something else. Was this avoidable? Slap on the wrist. Knew about it years and years before, not checking things out maybe thoroughly enough. Imagine what this investigation is going to yield. Criminal activity thrown out, but negligence not thrown out. So as a result, 14 people dead, a town ripped apart, countless people injured, 170, in a small town of 2,800 people in between Dallas and Waco, Texas. And it was a shocker. I mean, just a complete shocker. So many first responders killed, just wiping out the town of people who would respond, EMTs and firefighters, you know, awful, awful stuff. So any gun legislation, I would say, it's not going anywhere. Because the extensive background checks, it failed. There weren't the 60 votes necessary, so that's done with in the Senate. And then you think of the other things that are part of that bill. The obvious deals, of course, would pass. Yes, tougher on traffickers. Okay, nobody's disagreeing to that. But anything else is going to be absolutely shoved aside because of all that's happened. There's not going to be support for that in Congress people's districts at all. So I think any fear of that is, there's not a worry, because I would be very, very stunned if we saw anything with any kind of teeth in it pass, to be honest. And with the borders, it's dicey. We live in America. How many foreigners want to come and live in America? For as much as we get beat up by people burning our flag and everything else, then why do you want to come here? Why do you want to come to the United States for the opportunity to make money, be an entrepreneur, to live in the United States and have freedoms and get away from a more oppressive government somewhere else? That's why so many people get in line. And I don't think that we shut off our way of life to other people who want to drink from the cup of liberty. But I think we have to be choosier about who gets to drink from that same cup, because now it's so willy-nilly. Why are we not tracking what's happening with student visas? Why isn't that looked at closer? If it were reverse, if it were me, if it were you, it would be. I've been to foreign countries. I've been pulled aside. I've been asked many, many, many questions. In fact, I've never gone through, whether it was South America, Europe, some other place, I've never gone through where I haven't been pulled aside and asked a bunch of questions. And that's the deal. And it's okay with me. I get it. And everybody wants to compare. Why aren't we like Israel and how they are and with what they do to people when they go through their airport security? And the reason is because they flat out profile, and they say that. They say, we profile, we look, we watch, we ask questions. And nobody will use the word profiling. Nobody will cop to that word, which I don't understand that, because I have been profiled. Maybe some of you have been profiled. I don't get it. It's really behavior you're looking for. And the better behavior detective type people that we have at border checkpoints, the better off we are in the United States for not letting some things slip through. Now, this kind of thing that happened in Boston, Tamerlan was really the link there. And why wasn't he looked at a little bit closer? Why didn't that happen? And, of course, the time he came back to the United States and what happened after that, there was a couple of years. And so maybe that's why, but there certainly should be some answers on that. And I think there will be, because there's going to definitely be hearings in Washington. There's going to be definitely inquiries into who specifically, the FBI, what the report was on him. So we'll find out. I'm sure of it. All right, daily salute. We have a daily salute, believe it or not. This is so scary. If you've ever been to Yosemite, have you ever been to Yosemite? There's one area, this impressive waterfall. It's like 300-foot waterfall. And we've had people that sadly have been swept off and been killed and gone over the waterfall, not intentionally, but they get too close. Something happens. A 9-year-old boy was almost swept over that waterfall, would have been killed for sure. And what happened? His mother is hysterical, you know, yelling, screaming, whatever. And a teenager, Alex Smith, his name is, jumps in, doesn't think about himself, jumps in and leaps over a protective fenced area, jumps into the Merced River, which is what it's called there, pulls the 9-year-old safely to the side of the waterfall so he doesn't go off the Vernal Falls. That's what it's called. And, I mean, bravo. Bravo. That is the daily salute. Some applause for the 16-year-old Alex Smith for doing that. I mean, you got to say, it's that close. It's like an Indiana Jones moment, only it's real. And he's not thinking about his safety, and that is a strong current. He just goes to help the kid, the 9-year-old. That, I mean, is absolutely amazing to me. Wonderful. And when he's asked afterwards about it, about how risky that was, he said, I just didn't think about what could happen. I didn't think about what could happen. I'm just grateful for what did happen. This is a 16-year-old. So for all the evil and all the crap and the nonsense we've been talking about, there are some really good kids out there, and he is absolutely one of them. Bravo for doing what he did. I mean, that is a daily, daily salute for sure. Stay with us. Checking the mail next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dotx.com. Redress equals solution.
And Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across America on a very different week from what started the week anyway to what last week was like. And I mean, a lot of people that were talking about what happened on Friday in Boston and also in West Texas. That horrible accident gets overshadowed because of terrorism-wise what went on. And I understand that for sure. But the people in West Texas are really hurting. I mean, they need prayers, they need help, they need everything. I have been to West Texas probably 15 times or so, and it is a cute town with some really friendly people, famous for this check stop where anyone driving down 35 has heard about it. They will pull in, and go and grab a kolache or something else. It's just, again, awful what happened, especially wiping out the firefighters, the volunteer firefighters and the EMT people and just so many others that are also with serious injuries and trying to deal with and grapple with the fact that their life was just poof, blown away in an instant in a much different way than the people in Boston, who some of them coming to Boston, but a lot of Bostonians who were part of the marathon. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. I hear this one from Shaky Legs, who says, hello, Kate, long time no talk. Boston Marathon bombings. Come on. We know it was a jihadist act. Why didn't we say that to begin with? I guess everybody wants to tiptoe around everything. I don't know if you heard this or not. Now that there is a suspect in custody, and it's a question of him getting well in the hospital and then charged and all that, there is the ACLU demanding Miranda rights for the 19-year-old Zokar. What do you think about that? I'll tell you what, they're not the only ones who are talking about Miranda rights and what, you know, what happened there and whether or not calling that into to question, you know, what's going to happen there with these charges. And I have to say, in the fact that he was talked out of the boat and he gave himself up, right? And he was bleeding and was taken to the hospital. Okay, that they're saying, what about these Miranda rights? I'm going to say that the police who had the lockdown in that area, then lifted it, then got the call from the homeowner, then took him ultimately to the hospital, I'm going to say that there is absolutely a way to skirt around that where that's not going to call into question. Although there are people calling that into question, I'm going to say that if they're going to grill him, of course, then they're going to have to do a Miranda deal, because if you're interrogating him without reading those rights, then they wouldn't. How could they hold him as a enemy combatant? I understand how that could be a little bit shaky, but it depends on a few things. There is a basis for not Mirandizing somebody when they're taken into custody in this manhunt situation because of being in the cruiser and because he couldn't communicate. And he was unconscious and all of that sort of stuff. Once he's awake, which he is supposedly now, then that is what will happen. They could say that it's a public safety exception, is what I was told. So a public safety exception doesn't, you know, would that pertain in this case or not? And would the statements the suspect makes, would they be ruled inadmissible? I think because of what happened with his brother, I think they'll Mirandize him, then he'll start talking. I bet he's shook up, because there's questions as to was he trying to kill himself. That's what it looks like from the one injury he had. And I believe that he'll just spill his guts to what he knows. But then it becomes a question of, you know, what did he know? All right, here's another one from Alan, listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Katie Kate, normally I'd be squealing to you about all of the floods we had and what we had to deal with here in Lincolnland. It was awful, let me tell you. However, because of what happened in Texas and because of what happened in Boston, that's my two deals. The one question I have is, how can we as a nation be worried about immigration reform and then still in the same breath talk about securing our borders when we do not have secure borders? And it seems as though we have had nothing but holes in the fence for far too long. And isn't that the problem? I mean, can't we just call it what it is? We are at war with Islamic terrorism. that has nothing to do with chasing after law-abiding American Muslims. We're talking about radical Islamists that are probably dotted all over the place in Muslim communities. You, in fact, have talked about that before, some of the known sleeper cells in some of the areas in this country. There are plenty of them. When, oh, when are we going to wake up? I would say it's about being more vigilant. I mean, have our efforts become more weak when it comes to Al-Qaeda and other groups that could be radicalized and the possibility of striking us in the United States? Is it, you know, it's people living in the U.S.? I mean, how, this is not a shock to us. Didn't we know that with Faisal Shahzad and the Times Square potential bombing? Only they goofed it up with, he goofed it up with the triggering. We knew that from the nut in Dallas. Same thing, expired student visa as well. And there have been a bunch of other cases. So, you know, there have been how many plots against New York, Boston, Philly, other places in the United States since 9/11. I mean, this is not a secret. This isn't a secret. You have these two brothers that have been now described by so many friends and other acquaintances as secular Muslims. But if you go and look at all the stuff that's viral out there that's being pumped out, especially some YouTube postings, you see that he is obviously upset with the United States, and he is upset with the United States policies. So we've got to be tough and realize what it is we're dealing with. I mean, come on. Let's take another one quickly here from Sam I Am. Hello, Ms. Delaney in America. Tonight, dig the show. Don't like what happened in Boston. Think it's terrible and think that what we need to do is stop, put the brakes on comprehensive immigration reform and think more about the security of our borders and these lousy student visas. If we have to shut people out for a while temporarily till we get our act together and catch up with the paperwork, then let's do it for goodness sake. Can't we do that? Do you think other countries would do it? There's no way it'll happen, but the suggestion of catching up and then knowing what the flow is, I think, is a good one, but it's not going to happen. No way, no how. We live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. That's not happening. There's no way that's happening. Here's another quick one. This one from Jake in Austin. High five on the shutdown in Boston, because ultimately it was really a citizen who was smart enough to call the cops after being stupid to lift the tarp off the boat and peek underneath it. Would you have done that? You know, that's a question that we're asking ourselves, actually, here on the show. But Zokar Sardoff is in for a big surprise as to what will happen to him ultimately in our justice system. But we want answers. Who else is involved? I think it's more of a sleeper cell. I do, too. I think there's more people involved than just the two brothers.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.